Well, California wants to give away $150,000 to undocumented immigrants to buy a house. And guess what? They don't have to put any money down for this loan, and they don't have to pay that back until they sell the house, which they could just never sell the house. This is so wild. And I got a really good laugh out of this today, like a real belly laugh, because you think, okay, well, maybe California's done some math that I haven't seen. Maybe they've run the numbers and they think they can afford it and it will stimulate the economy. How much do they really think it will cost? Well, this is an actual analysis of the bill, a document that is on the state's website. So California says that handing out $150,000 to undocumented migrants to buy houses will cost unknown significant dollars. This is, how are they doing their math? No.
Who put this together, like an intern? Right.
Like, who's it's going to cost dollars.
John the intern put this report together.
Why couldn't I use that math? I could have got through all my calculus classes so much faster if my answer could just be unknown but significant, I'm sure. Like, I don't know.
Can you just leave that on the screen for
unknown,
a little bit longer?
Significant cost
this is
pressures.
How California is running their models, you guys. How much is this going to cost the state? Money, dollars.
Money.
It reminds me of...
No, they didn't even say money. It's just unknown. It's unknown significant cost pressures.
That's like legalese for the shoulder shrug emoji. That's what they basically did there. Like,
it will cost dollars and pressures.
Man, there's a bunch of idiots running California. Holy shit.
Definitely. When my daughter was 2, I would say, Ava, it's time to go to bed. And she'd say, no, need minutes.
Need minutes.
That's what this reminds me
of. Yeah, it's bedtime. No, need minutes.
Need minutes. We need dollars.
At least that is quantifiable.
Right.
Minutes. Unknown significant cost pressures. We don't know.
Well, it's going to cost everybody, and it will be a lot of pressure. Okay, so here's what this document...
Yeah. One more, but how can that be a budget? Yeah, you can't budget if you've got an unknown significant factor. What are you budgeting for? Like, just, I don't know, like, save $20 billion, I guess. Just set it aside in case. I don't know, like, even that would be a budget. Unknown? Come on.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for laughing at that, because I actually did get a belly laugh out of it. And I want you to find it for yourself. So here's what that document looks like. Again, it's the analysis of this bill that's called AB 1840. So have they done their math? No, they're just wild idiots. So given that they're not going to run any economic models on this and see how much it costs, why do they want to do this? Well, here's what they say, that the social and economic benefits of home ownership should be available to everyone, and that home ownership is a fundamental tool for wealth building, fosters financial stability, provides a tangible investment in one's future. What they're saying is that when undocumented individuals are excluded, they miss out on crucial methods of securing financial and personal stability for themselves and their family. So they don't want to limit access to home ownership that will perpetuate inequality, they say. But couldn't that argument be made for everybody, that buying a home is a wealth building tool and that it provides stability and tangible assets? Well, of course, that would apply to anybody's finances, right? But they're saying here that only undocumented people should have this benefit and everyone else should work for it by keeping their credit score high and saving for a down payment and having a salary that qualifies for a mortgage. Everyone else, F off. Do those things. You have to do the work. But undocumented immigrants don't have to. This means that the state will pay the person that is selling the home $150,000 towards the purchase of that home. But who pays the state the money to do that? Obviously, the taxpayers. Here's what economist Peter St. Ange says about this.
Bankrupt California would, quote, loan up to 20% of the home's purchase price, meaning it could go for a $750,000 home with zero down payment and, in fact, zero payments until they sell the house. If they're smart, of course, they will never sell the house, meaning they will never pay the loan. They'll just keep living at taxpayer expense. Both programs will, of course, raise the cost of housing, just like subsidized government loans turned university into a $300,000 affair. Free government handouts will raise the price of houses. That means the $25,000 or the $150,000 is a transfer from taxpayers to home sellers. Now, interestingly enough, BlackRock and other Wall Street giants have been on a house buying spree. buying, according to Redfin, more than one in four of the kind of houses these people will be buying. So it's a pipeline, taxpayer to BlackRock, with illegals the middleman, paid with a free house while an American goes without.
Okay, that sounds to me like a government scam. Well,
it sounds like money laundering, exactly.
Do you?
I feel better about it now because I've been worried about BlackRock not financially making it, and so I'm glad that we have a way to pay them or
subsidizing them. Yeah,
with illegal immigrants as the middleman. But why don't the rest of us get to be the middleman for this wealth transfer? I wonder, because then who would be paying the taxes?
Because we're paying the taxes.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
Somebody has to fit the bill.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So it goes.
So if you're illegal, you get access to this. But if you're an American, you don't get access to this. Of course.
Yeah. And then what happens to the rest of us who are homeowners? Well, our home prices will go up, but only temporarily, because then they will plummet when we have the housing crisis that will inevitably come, just like it did in 2008. Now, I have an expired real estate license in New Jersey, and the way that my real estate teacher put it was that post 9/11, the Bush administration wanted to boost the economy and patriotic sentiment, so they encouraged home ownership as the American dream and put pressure on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to lower the barrier to entry to get a mortgage. So buyers got these truly wild mortgages with no money down, super low interest, but a
ninja
lot of those
loans, ninja no income, loans. No, I love that one. Ninja loans, no income, no job.
Right. Or liar loans, as they were called. Right.
Right.
And so a lot of these people didn't understand them. They either were balloon loans or adjustable rates. And then when that money came due or the mortgages doubled, people didn't understand it and walked away from something. They had very little skin in the game because they didn't put a big down payment down. They're like, well, we'll just abandon the house and default. People started doing that, and the housing market collapsed, leading to a broader financial collapse that all of us now are just barely digging ourselves out of. We still haven't really recovered the losses from that. So, meanwhile, people who did their homework, got into loans they did qualify for and understood and could pay, saw their property value plummet, and that will happen again if these socialist measures pass. It's there. It's written because we've done the homework, unlike the state of California. Now, technically, what that means is that there's a very, what the bill is doing, the California bill is doing, is that it will give very minor requirements to get these loans, such as no social security numbers or kind of the refugee status or temporary status. It's saying we don't even want those minor requirements. We just want them to be able to walk in, have a heartbeat, and get the money. Now, I can't show you this clip because it's a Saturday Night Live and they will flag me for copyright. But if you've never seen this, I'm just going to show you a still of it. This Saturday Night Live bit where Eddie Murphy is in whiteface and then they just give him money from the bank, no strings attached. Do you know this clip?
Oh, of course. It's classic.
Yes, Mr. White, take it. Yeah. Pay it back or don't. Right. Just take what... This is it. This is what's happening. Only the skin color in question is brown at this point. It's mostly undocumented. Right?
Right.
So why are they doing this? Well, California lawmakers have voted for this. The lawmakers that did vote for this bill are not sure if it will even come to pass because Gavin Newsom may not sign it. Only because we're in an election year. Because if he does, it will remind us that California has Kamala Harris's fingerprints all over it, as my dad says. And what she wants for California or for the country is to look like California. We should remind ourselves of that anyway. The irony is that even if Gavin Newsom signs it, it doesn't mean that the money will be there because the program is broke and lawmakers have not approved more funding. I mean, that doesn't seem to be the way we do things in the United States. We seem to be able to find the money when we want to, but they don't have it right now. Now, Peter St. Ange wraps up nicely as to why Democrats would even try this.
Most illegals are on welfare. They are literally brewing up a 2008 with taxpayer money. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Free housing for illegals unites two key power bases in the Democrat Party, Wall Street, and vote buying. This will ramp up house prices that are already out of reach for legal Americans, will ramp up costs of legal immigration, already $450 billion per year and rising fast, and it risks another 2008 crisis when home prices eventually turn down. As always, they're brewing a crisis, and they are already handing us the bill.
Okay. So... No.
This kind of makes sense as to why the Democrats in California just downvoted the no tax on tips, because they're going to need that tip money to pay for this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. It's really depressing.
It sounds fake.
News.
Like, it really sounds fake, you know?
Right.
And it's sad that it's true. I mean, all of these things sound fake to me. Oh, you know, you've just let Colorado be invaded by Venezuelan gangs. You've just allowed America to become the largest child trafficking organization in the world. Oh, you're going to pay illegal, you're going to give illegal immigrants, you know, $150,000 for their for their homes, and they can live there for free, and you don't have to pay a damn thing. Like, it sounds made up.
How rich is that? You'll have illegal immigrants walking past and giving American homeless people money.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, well, we've already documented here on the show these illegal immigrants who have the government issued bank cards where they've got thousands of dollars on those bank cards.
And the scam under which that was chosen in New York City under a DEI program that's costing the city millions. Right. What were you going to say, Philip?
I mean, I see like one of three options here. Like, one, a bill like this gets passed because nobody ever bothered to say it out loud. And so they're like, just on paper, it looked good, but nobody ever was like, wait a minute. That, or is like a group of smart, like educated people sitting around in a room with nobody giving any like pushback. And so then it's just sort of like they just kind of keep ramping it up. Well, what if we gave them 100,000? Wait, no, what about 150,000? Yeah. Or three, it's corruption. And I'm kind of leaning towards the third one.
Well, the first two are not possible because California Republicans have been screaming their heads off about it. So there are people trying to point this out. It's not happening under the radar, but they're doing it anyway. And it would seem that had this not been an election year where, for whatever reason, voters seem to pin Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom so closely together, reputationally, because, yeah, they kind of are the same. Both have destroyed California, then that's the only reason they wouldn't do it is to not hurt Kamala Harris's chance at the White House, it would seem.